designed for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Content. Listener discretion is advised.
2, 1, go!
Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Loveline, coast to coast.
Welcome to Loveline. I'm Dr. Drew. The phone number here, 1-800-LOVE-191. I am the board-certified internist, addiction medicine guy. Adam Carolla is the smart ass that'll be here any second. There actually was a huge accident on the freeway into the studio tonight, and I barely got here on time. And Mr. Carolla leaves, you know, tons of time to get here early. He sits back, has some coffee, checks his email. He's preparing for the show for, at least a minute and a half before the show starts, I'd say. 1 minute before the show starts, they're telling me from the peanut gallery. But actually, he'll be here in just a second. This is no fault of his. Awful night on the freeways here in Los Angeles. But I will take some calls in the meantime. Let's go, first of all, to Becca, who is 19. Becca, how are you?
Oh, I'm 16, not 19.
16, all right, what's up?
Yeah, I have this boyfriend, we've been going out for nearly a month now.
Mm-hmm.
Thing is, we've known each other for a whole lot longer than that. I mean, he knew me when I was dealing with a little asshole of a boyfriend.
Well, right. Now, was he the guy that was there to console you when...
He's not just consoling, he was just my friend.
Wow. Right. Yeah. Well, there's a reason he was your friend.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He probably was into you from the beginning, that's why but you didn't reciprocate that, so he kind of settled for friendship, so okay.
I mean, I know when he started liking me, he told me and everything. Right. But,
It was a long time before you became friends, right?
Oh, no.
Uh-huh.
It was after we became friends.
Okay.
But, now that we're going out, at first I liked him, and now I'm actually realizing that I'm starting to fall in love with him.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's like when I'm not around him, I really want to be.
How long have you been with him?
Actually going out?
Yeah.
Almost a month now.
Okay. Have you had...
Like I said, it started like a long time ago.
That's irrelevant. So have you started having the talk yet?
About love?
No. You started talking, the talk?
Which talk?
The talk about what this relationship is, where we're going, are we committing, are we boyfriend-girlfriend?
Well, right, we sort of, stuck with the here and now, right now.
Okay, hold on a second. Adam just came in. Wasn't that traffic something else?
Oh, sorry,
yeah.
I'm late.
Yeah, no, I explained what happened out there.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I still shouldn't have been late, but...
Well, I barely made it.
You know what my move is? This is my move in life. I like to get off the freeway of life. You know what I'm saying?
This time you look like you didn't even come dressed. What the F is going on here?
Yeah.
I mean, clothes on.
How dare you? How dare you attempt to titillate the listeners, Drew? Holy Christ. All right, what's this bitch's problem? Let's go.
Becca had a... Well, you were talking about the freeway first.
Oh, my God. Hey, here's my problem. And listen, everyone listen to me. Don't do what Big A does. Big A... will not stop for the freeway of life. He will get off the first off-ramp.
Uh-oh.
And then he will get lost. And he will get down in the middle of everywhere. And here's the thing about downtown L.A. All illegal immigrants.
Yeah.
So no one has a driver's license. Everyone's under 50 DUI.
Yeah.
And nobody has insurance.
And the other great thing, it's not like there was a Laker game letting out right at 9:30.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
So everyone drives 15 miles an hour, and then I just curse foreigners, ride my horn, and like drive on the wrong side of the street. It's great.
Did you see the accident? It was awful.
Yeah, what happened?
I saw a couple
helicopters.
I flipped over and stuff.
Good times.
Mm. All right, Becca had a boyfriend who was sort of lurking around while she was with a bad guy. The kind of boyfriend I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who ended up cheating on me for 2 weeks.
This guy, the current guy, cheated on you?
No, the old
guy. Yeah,
right.
This guy was waiting, biding his time, waiting to make his move. See, that's what he was doing. That's why he was your quote friend. And now they've been dating a month, and she's really getting into it, and she doesn't know if he is.
Well,
is that about right?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. So how do you tell if a guy's into it? You ask him.
How old is he?
Well, see, he's 17.
He's 17 and you're 19?
She's 16.
No, I'm 16.
Yeah. Oh. All right. Probably went through this before when I was driving in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, I'm his first girlfriend.
All right. Then he should be into you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm his first girlfriend.
All right. So what's the problem? What's the question? I don't get it. He's into you, I promise.
Okay, my problem is I don't know how to tell him.
That you're in love with him?
Yeah. I'm terrible about revealing my emotions.
That's fine.
Now, my look is going to be that he's going to listen to the show.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to have to tell him.
I see. That's why you're calling. All right. Well,
no, that's not.
All right. That's fine.
That's why you're calling.
Look, you don't have to make the announcement. You know, when you're younger, Drew, you get all caught up in that.
Yeah.
Guys screw up all the time.
Yeah.
It's the 8 month period.
When do I tell her?
No one has said anything. The chick says it to the guy. The guy says, I love you, but I'm not in love with you. And then he doesn't get laid for another 4 months.
No, it's, I love you too.
Yeah, just go along with it.
Just love
yeah.
You.
Go along.
This is an important call for you, Adam. It's Lee. He's 14.
About a week ago. 14?
Yeah.
That's
another one of these 14 year olds sounds like 27.
Oh, sorry.
All right, go ahead.
All right, well, about a week ago, I called this in because this is one of Adam's worst fears.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, like a week ago, I was beating off in the shower, and I was really getting into it, and I slipped, and I fell, and I really bruised my tailbone bad.
Right.
And I thought I broke it, so I went into the hospital.
What'd you land on? Did you just land on the tub bottom?
Yeah, the tub bottom.
Not some bench on the side, some edge of the side of the tub or anything?
No, I just fell.
Yeah. What did you tell the emergency room personnel?
I just told them I slipped.
Let me tell you something about that bathroom. It's no gymboree in there, Drew. There's nothing but tile and cast iron and sharp protruding metal
and hot water.
Chromed objects.
And hot water, and you're marching around there with your nuts hanging out.
Yeah, it's the most dangerous environment for your ass and nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, you have water everywhere. You have these porcelain slick surfaces.
Absolutely.
And everything. Oh, hold on. I got to talk about this now.
Most accidents in the home happen in the bathroom.
Well, why wouldn't they?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm surprised thousands aren't killed. Well, there probably are. Yeah. Millions each year. I mean, here's the deal. Every surface, let's just take the tub area for a second. Everything, every corner is broken, every edge is rounded off. There's nothing to get a grip on. I mean, everything is a smooth, round
surface. If you start going, you're picking up speed, no matter what.
That's right. That's right. It's really like a half pipe in skateboarding terms.
Or hell, just a luge.
Right. It's street luge.
Yeah.
And everything is slick. Everything has a mirror finish, porcelain finish on it. And if you hit your head, the best thing you could possibly do is maybe some grout, because you got your choice between some tile, some cast iron tub, maybe a fixture that's protruding, or some soap dish, or granny's goose bar that she has to lift herself off of. I mean, it's all dangerous. And the percentage of tubs that have those little skid daisies down at the bottom,
zero.
About 2%.
Yeah, zero.
Maybe.
And showers, zero. Think about it.
Yeah, I don't know. And then you beat off in there. You close your eyes. Maybe you had a couple of tall boys. You got a little buzz going. You close your eyes. You start drifting off. You start wavering a little bit, and pow! I could see this happening a lot.
Yeah, maybe there's a new sort of service you could provide.
Yeah,
some sort of emergency services and cleanup, unless they'd be caught in an embarrassing situation after such.
Well, this is my number one fear: is that I go down, I whack my head on the soap dish on the way down.
In the mid,
that's where they find me.
Mid
rigor mortis. That's right. Hand clinging junk, semen still frozen in air, frozen in time. Like a fountain when it freezes up.
Matrix.
Yeah, like the Matrix. The camera swinging around from all angles.
Oh, my God. Ryan, 14.
Oh, hi. Hey, Adam. Just want to say you're my God.
Thank you.
And Drew, you're cool, too.
Thank you, Ryan.
Hey, I just had a question. I was wondering, how would I get, like, into boxing? Like, how, you know, just like a gym or something?
A 14-year-old. Where would he get into boxing?
Yeah. Where is he? Well, you just find a place that does it near you.
Pasadena. What's the place you used to work out in Pasadena?
Well, I used to work at Bodies in Motion, but I don't want to give those cheap bastards any plugs. They barely paid me anything.
There you go.
Well, here's the thing. Here's what I used to say for years, and now it's come home to roost, like everything I ever say and never do anything about, which is I've been into boxing for like 20 years, and I said to myself, and said to everyone who would listen like 10 or 15 years ago, why is it that there's a dojo on every corner? And I'm just speaking in terms of Los Angeles. It might be different regionally or around the country, but I'm sure it's not. In L.A., there's a dojo, some martial arts studios, and kung fu or karate on every corner, every block, five a block. And it used to be this way 15 years ago, yet you couldn't box anywhere. When I started boxing, I had to drive downtown from the Valley. I had to go into, like, East L.A. and go to this little crappy gym.
Right.
And I said, now, why is it that everybody knows who the heavyweight champion of the world is, who Muhammad Ali is, who all these great boxers are, that a prize fighter, if he's a heavyweight, is going to make $10 million for a big fight.
Right.
And name me the guy who's the karate champion of the world or the kickboxing champion of the world, and the kickboxing champion, what's he get, 30 grand for a championship fight? 15 grand? 80 grand? If it's not 10 million. So why is this one sport so much bigger than the other, yet it doesn't get done on a sort of pedestrian level, and this other one is everywhere?
Because that one
has... Now, here's what it is. Now it's switched around.
It's coming
around. There's all that executive boxing everywhere. Everyone's doing it. It's on Fox.
But then it was sort of the hangover from the 60s. It's Eastern, it's good, it's Western, it's
yeah, bad. We got brainwashed by all that kung fu and all that crap.
Boxing is barbaric, Western, bad.
Right.
Okay. There we go. Blake, 17.
Hello?
Hey, Blake.
Hey, what's up?
Mm-hmm.
You tell us.
Well, my girlfriend's kind of weird, and my dad's a pastor. Mm. And I was wondering if it'd be cool if I introduced him or not.
How long has she been your girlfriend?
About 6 months, and she really wants me to. We're pretty serious.
Yeah, I think it's time. How old is she?
She's 17, too. I'm about to turn 18, and she's like...
Isn't there some part of you that kind of wants your parents to see the tats and piercings and things that this girl
does
has?
Does she have that?
I think it would hurt my dad, though.
Oh, she has all that?
What do you mean? Not really. I don't know. She's really... I really like her, but I don't...
Well, wait a second. Does she have tats and piercings?
Yeah, a lot.
A lot?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. She just got a tattoo of a sun on her ankle yesterday, and she's got them all over. Not her face or anything, but...
Well,
where are the piercings?
She got one nipple pierced. She got all over her ears, her nose.
Her nose?
Yeah, she's talking about getting her lip pierced next week.
So she's got trouble, right?
Yeah, she wants to move to Mexico actually with her friend.
And she's at 16.
No, she's 17.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, that's totally different.
Good times.
Well, sorry, she's almost 18.
What part of Mexico does she want to move to?
I don't even know.
Are there different parts, Adam? What are you talking about? She hasn't thought. What?
Nobody.
You're spoiling her plan.
To Mexico. Okay, listen, Blake.
Yeah.
Well, first off, don't get this chick pregnant. She's trouble.
Okay.
She's a very troubled person. Believe me.
But clearly you're with her for a reason, and part of that must be to assert some part of yourself to your parents.
Okay.
Here's your chance to do that now.
Oh, he means payback time for Papa?
Yeah, it's a little payback time for being an uptight pastor, and you're going to show him who you are in no uncertain terms. And
You're into busting your dad's balls a little bit?
Not really.
Not really?
I guess I sort of do a little, but he doesn't know that, really.
What if...
we understand that he
feels it.
Like, we don't get in a lot of arguments.
Well, I know,
but you let your actions speak.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, what's the deal? Did he... what did he do to you growing up?
Controlling?
I don't know.
Super controlling.
Impressive.
And I don't really... I'm not really the same religion, I don't think.
Yeah.
Right, what are you?
I don't know. I don't really believe what he preaches.
Okay. Well, like, good. You're smart.
He thinks that he doesn't even know really who she is. He knows I have a girlfriend, and he keeps asking. He doesn't even know her name. Her name's Sarah, but he thinks that she has a bunch of other names, you know?
She
has a bunch of different girls.
Yeah.
It's really been the same girl the whole time.
Yeah. When you get older, you can't remember anything and you mispronounce everyone's name. I mean, that's what happens.
Yeah.
I mean, so listen, here's the deal. Ask her to take out her piercings.
Okay.
And then, you know, if she's got a tat on her ankle, don't wear a skirt.
Some of those piercings will close up fast. Like, the nose can close up
Not if it's been open for a while.
Yeah, she's had them for a while.
Nose can close up in hours.
It can, but it's not. Please, Drew.
Right.
I know more than you about everything, and you know I'm right, right?
Always.
Well, look, if you've had a nose piercing in for a couple of years, it's not going to close up in an hour.
Not in an hour.
Or hours.
Mm.
No.
It's a day, it's done.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
One day.
We got to have some piercing people call.
Piercing people call.
Yeah.
Now, I'm talking about...
My understanding is that's done and that it closes up really fast.
Yeah, but not if you've had it. If you had it in your nose for 2 years...
I understand the point you're
making. You pulled it out overnight, it's not going to close up.
Hey, Ann's coming in. Go ahead.
I actually did have my nose pierced.
Yeah, I remember that.
I had it for a year, and then it was closed by the following day, and I had to have it re-pierced.
One day. Yeah.
Absolutely. All right.
It happens like 4 to 6 hours.
But Anne's nostril cartilage
is... Admit you're wrong. Admit it.
But Anne has superhuman nostril cartilage. I've always said that about her.
You have.
Yes, I admit
yes,
I'm wrong.
Time. No, you said that.
That is amazing.
Yes.
That is absolutely amazing. I would think it would take a week for that thing. But here's the thing. Even if it is closed and you have to have it redone in 24 hours, all you got to do is meet the guy from 8 to 8:45 one evening. You could literally pop the thing out for 2 hours. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
And this is a couple years.
Brittany is 16. Brittany?
Yeah, I've gone through like a few like mental and emotional stresses with my parents.
A few.
I want to know if that has any bearing on the fact that I have a lot of S&M tendencies and I'm pretty sadomasochistic.
Yes, let's say yes.
Somebody beat on you?
He's attacked me a couple of times. I retaliate. I'm not very weak and I'm not very taken with the idea of being stepped on. So
yeah, well, we didn't say any of that. We just said
something. We have a lot of arguments.
Who? But we said somebody had just raised their hand to you and tried to hurt you.
Growing up, you mean?
Oh, yeah.
And that's what makes for this. That's
I'm
what
not
makes,
sure.
Who attacked you growing up? Your dad?
Yeah. Like, when I was 7, I had the urge. Like, I was just so angry with him for being the way he was that I'm, mind you, I'm only 7, but I wanted to kill him at that point.
Wow. Yeah. What was he doing? Was he smacking you?
Loud and violent. And by the age of 8, I figured that the reason he was beating me is just because he was angry that I wouldn't obey. Like, it wasn't a disciplinary thing. He was just angry.
It just sounds awful, Brittany. But don't take this out on yourself. What's really interesting
about... I don't want to kill myself or anything like that. And I...
Yeah, but you'd rather somebody beat the crap out of you. That's the only way you can feel sexual.
No. I'm actually pretty sensual. I don't have to have, like, something violent or, like, painful happen to me.
True. I don't think I said the word sensual. Well, until just right now.
No, that's the first ever. Time I said. Except I heard it 400 times last night.
I know, but I screwed up chicks. I always use the word sensual. When you were 16, did you know what sensual was, or did you care?
No. They used another word like that last night. What was
kids it? Kids are intelligent nowadays.
Erotic? No.
Yeah. And now they're just screwed up. Screwed up with a thesaurus. All right, baby. Well, listen, you got to get some therapy.
I'm in therapy now.
Okay.
All right, good. Just stick with that. Realize that these fetishes are there to act out some very primitive feelings. And
that's why I've never acted out on it with anybody.
I'm trying to think. Are you okay? Well, just hang in there. They're not bad. You don't feel guilty about it, but they're expressions of what you've been through. And they aren't about real intimacy and real connection and real sexual experiences. It's about aggression and about the fact that you can't really have satisfaction because your brain chemistry is clouded by all that arousal.
Now, this, by the way, is, people make fun of me for saying this,
but
or they may have some opposition to this, but I want all screwed up parents to have girls. Because when you beat on a girl, when you rape the girl, when you abuse a girl, all you get is strippers.
Mm-hmm.
And basically chicks that like rough trade.
Vampires now, too.
Vampires come on to the show. Yeah. You beat on a guy growing up, and you get a guy who's beating on society.
Yeah, violently.
That's what I mean. Yeah, and I don't need that. Yeah. Then I'm affected.
Christine, 19.
No, that's enough, Drew. We got to take a break.
We actually got 3 more minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that thing, go reset that. It's driving me crazy. There's a clock on the wall. It's like 6, 8 minutes ahead.
Yeah, that's what I was looking at.
No, look, this is the time.
Oh, what happened? The cameraman knocked it off the wall the other night?
Yep.
Was it that way last night?
Yep.
Oh, I was just going off that clock last night?
Nope. We went off this one.
No, I just break. I break 5 minutes late all the time.
Right. So you're going on time.
Ooh, very interesting.
Maybe we ought to leave the clock alone.
Yeah.
Oh, mama.
Oh, I got stuff to talk about with clocks, too. Go ahead, Christine.
Okay, hey, I've got a question.
Mm-hmm.
I've just moved across the country,
mm-hmm.
and me and my boyfriend are trying to stay together, and I wanted to know if y'all have any suggestions to, make it last.
Where is he?
He's in Mississippi, and I'm in Colorado.
You going to college now?
Yeah. I'm a junior in college, and so is he.
And you just moved across the country?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and September will be 2 years. Mm-hmm. So we've been together.
So anyway, let me ask the question again. Up until just recently, you were together in Mississippi.
Yeah.
Why did you move in the middle of your junior year?
No, I went ahead and moved because I found a really awesome apartment.
In Denver?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know how it is. You're sitting in Mississippi. You're reading the Denver Dispatch.
No.
You see a nice deal on a two-bedroom.
Yeah, you got to move.
Well,
pets allowed. You pick up and move.
The college I'm going to had like a webpage, and I found it off of that.
And by the way, vice versa for the people who live in Denver. They read the Mississippi Gazette.
And if you're going to a school in Colorado, you'd be living in Mississippi, right?
Commute
from Mississippi, right, of course. Anyone would know that. Christine,
makes
you understand?
Sense.
Nothing you're saying makes sense. Help us understand what's going on here.
Okay, I lived in Mississippi. And
you went to school in Mississippi?
Right, I went to junior college in Mississippi.
Until when?
Until May.
May of this year?
Yeah.
And so suddenly in the middle of your junior, so you're going to start college next year?
I'm going to start on my junior year now.
All right, next year. And so you moved early.
I found an apartment.
All right. And your boyfriend, he's out of college in Mississippi?
No, he's still in college, but he's in Mississippi.
Hold on. By the way, college in Mississippi sounds like something your principal threatens you with when your grades are bad.
I like the way she responded to you. Your boyfriend's in college? No, he's in college in Mississippi.
Son, you don't straighten up, fly right, bring those SATs up and start studying. You'll be going to junior college in Mississippi.
Tupelo.
Well, hey, when you have a two-year college offer you a free ride, you go.
Yeah, but here's the irony is they're all free, those two-year colleges. So.
All right, here's the deal.
Wait, do you smoke weed, Christine?
Yeah. Oh, come on.
What is that?
Christine.
Yeah.
You smoke weed.
No.
Why does that laugh?
I'm easily amused.
Okay. I didn't mean why the laughter.
The quality of the laughter. Weed quality.
Okay, so.
Here's the deal, Christine. It's usually not a good idea to try to maintain a relationship across the country, especially for college, because you're going to college. Part of the experience is a social experience and exploring who you are and whatnot. You've moved away. Maybe it's time. You know, at 19, it's hard to know when a relationship is over, and it's hard to end them. And, you know, I understand you want it to work out, but unless you really live in the same place, you end up keeping a big emotional piece of yourself tied up somewhere else when you should be invested in really developing a life where you are in Colorado.
Yeah. She got a free ride to the junior college.
Isn't that nice?
As opposed to the staggering sum of $6 a unit, what it cost the other counties. Save yourself $78 a year. That adds up. It's over 2 years. Well,
good times.
Not a calculator big enough to figure that one out, but you know what I'm saying, Drew.
Yeah.
Aren't all junior colleges free?
I think she was talking about the Colorado part.
She said a two-year college.
2 years of college. You want to ask?
Yeah.
She's still there.
Yeah.
Christine?
Yeah.
What part was free?
I didn't have to pay to go to school.
In junior college?
Yeah.
What about college?
I've got a free ride for college.
Is that what you were talking about when you talked about the free ride?
Yeah.
Where are you going to college?
I'm going to CU.
Colorado University.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait, I'm not satisfied that she still knows what we're talking about.
Go Rams?
Right? When you were saying, go Rams, right?
Buffaloes.
Buffaloes.
Oh, wait a minute.
Colorado State's Rams.
Yeah. Hey, Christine?
Yeah.
Why do you get to go for free?
I've got grants and scholarships.
Okay, what for? You do anything?
Yeah, well, I do band, and I've got good grades.
You do band?
Yeah.
Well, what do? Do you play something?
I play 5 different clarinets.
Simultaneously? One sticking out of your ass, one in each nostril.
Wow, I get more confused than when we talked to Christine. A, I didn't know there were that kind of scholarship available. B,
five
different kinds of clarinets?
No, there can't be.
Oh, no, we have to talk to her more.
Eventually, they become an oboe at a certain point. After 3, it becomes an oboe. Christine, are there 5 different types of clarinets?
Yes.
Name them all, please.
Okay, the E-flat alto clarinet, E-flat soprano, B-flat soprano.
It's my favorite HBO series. Clarinets.
E-flat bass and E-flat contra.
Okay.
See?
And there's also an A-flat soprano.
Yeah, but this
you
is...
You don't play that one, though.
Yeah, actually, I did. But I'm not as good at that one.
This is like saying I play the trumpet and the flugelhorn.
Yeah.
This is sort of the same thing, right? I still get her back one more time. I got one more question before we go to break. Christine?
Yes.
This is going to be difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But when you were talking about having the going to college for free,
mm-hmm.
weren't you, I know I'm leading you, but weren't you talking about your Mississippi Junior College?
Both.
You're talking about both. All right. That's a push. I'm not attracted at all to this woman. I don't trust a woman who can play 5 clarinets.
This woman, she can't be good looking.
You've usually been into women that are in the band.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. Five different clarinets, everybody. Who knew? We'll take ourselves a little break. And, Drew, we'll be right back after this.
Where do we do this from?
Right here.
Got it.
Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Monday, I'm getting my tooth pulled.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's nice. Nice. The dentist, they shouldn't get in any kind of detail.
About you know, how it's going
to
go?
Yeah, dentist should talk to you like, you know how you talk to your kid about where his dog went when he dies?
Yes,
that kind of talk.
Yes, yes.
You know what I mean? No, he's at a farm. We took him to a lovely farm. Right now he's running through acres and acres of green pasture. It's good pastures. It's great. It's great. He's having a great time. He's eating T-bone steak every night.
Think of the human impulse to protect people from reality. We really have that impulse in spades, don't we?
But it seems to stop. For me, it stopped about 9 years old. Huh. I wish people had kept with it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
they got this dentist telling me...
I'm sort of forced to deal with you that way.
Yeah, well, here's how we'll take the tooth out. I'll break it into three pieces, and we'll take it out there. Come on. You understand? It's in my mouth. It's going on in my mouth. You understand? It's like we're talking about a car quarter panel or something.
Right.
Listen, I understand you have
pulling out some wall.
You have your technique for taking the tooth out. That's fine. Let's not break it down.
Right.
You just do your job, buddy. And again with the argument with the gas and the drugs and stuff, you don't need it.
Oh.
No, you could make it. Yeah, you could make it.
Yeah.
You could do it. No, I want the nitrous. Yeah. I swear to effing Christ. I went to a guy who just did oral surgery. That's all. I got sent to a specialist because the first root canal was screwed up. And I said to the guy, get me the laughing gas.
Oh, yeah.
Get me the nitrous. And he's like, oh, we don't have that here. And I said, please, dear God, if not you, who? Who if not you? All you do is oral surgery. You don't got the gas? Who then? Who, I ask you? You don't have it. No, we don't. We don't care. And all you do is oral surgery. Yeah, that's what we special. And still, no gas. Really?
They have to do an anesthesia residency for a year to do that.
Oh, Jesus Christ. But
yeah.
God damn it. I mean, it's all you do is oral surgery.
Yeah.
You can't have the...
What they do is if you need that kind of thing, they'd see you at the hospital.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, this is so brutal. And like I said, the part where they try to talk you out of it. I think you could handle it. No, you don't need it. No, I'm pretty sure you could do it. Yeah, I could do it. Listen, remember, in Survivor, Tom Hanks did it with a hockey skate. We could do that, too, if we were on an island somewhere. But we got nitrous, baby. How about it? I don't like this whole challenging part. And as a guy, they try to challenge your machismo a little bit. That's what. We have girls. We have young girls in here. They do it without. Yeah, that's great.
Little girly men.
Yeah, you know what? They could also do a back handspring off a balance beam. You know what? Not me. And look, I don't give an S what they do. I want it. I don't want to know you're doing it. You understand? It's not about could we make it. I don't even want to know where I am. Huh. I want to be on some, you know, cosmic rocket ship that has left the planet while you're breaking my tooth into three pieces,
nice.
You screwballs. Oh, we could do it, all right. Yeah, we could do it.
Oh,
I'm pre-miserable for this, Drew. Pre-miserable.
Thank you for
hear me?
Making me miserable as well.
But what is it with that crap? We could do it. You could make it. I'm sure you could make it. What is that? Just give me what you got. You got it. Let's do it.
Josh?
Yeah?
What's up? He's 21.
I was wondering how Adam can tell if someone's a virgin or not just by talking to him on the phone.
What do you think about Josh?
Well, it's interesting.
He's sort of on the cusp, isn't he?
Yeah, he's on the cusp, but the fact that he called and wanted to know is the part that's...
intriguing.
Might tip it a little bit.
Yeah.
Josh?
Yeah?
Keep speaking, please.
What is it you've noticed about Adam when he does that magic trick? What do you notice in people's voices, let's put it that way, when he's able to identify it?
I really don't know. I've been trying to... I've listened to the show for a while, and I've been thinking about it, but I can't put my finger on it.
There's a certain confidence and a tone that a man's voice changes when he's been laid.
Josh is not a virgin.
He's close.
He's close, yeah, it's strange.
Josh, are you gay?
No, I'm not. But I am a virgin, but when I tell people that, they don't believe me, and so that's kind of why...
Yeah, no, I
wondered how you could tell.
I would believe it if I were them.
I would believe it, but he's done something.
What do you mean? He's got the third base? Josh?
No, I haven't.
You've never done anything?
Well, I'm not third base, no.
What's third base?
Yep. Anal.
That would be like digital sex, you know, fondling, that sort of thing.
Now, I think third is oral now, isn't it?
Well, I haven't done that either, so.
Okay. Josh, Drew, what makes you think Josh has done something?
I don't hear the hardcore virgin quality. I'm not the one that picks this one up, by the way. You're the one that...
Oh, really?
I know it when you point it out, but I'm not good at it.
He sounds a little shaky to me.
Yeah.
All right, what are you, from Utah? Are you Mormon?
Yeah, I am from Utah, but I'm not Mormon, though.
Oh, okay. What's holding you back from the sex?
I don't know. I'm a little overweight, so...
What are you coming in at?
3'10".
How tall are you?
6 foot.
All right. That's not bad. No. And how about losing some weight so you can get laid?
Yeah, I'm working on it, but...
Okay.
You know...
You're going to lose about 100 pounds, Josh. I mean, this is not you can't just kind of work on it. You have to really put your mind to it, get a dietitian, get a program going, to exercise.
Is there anything specific that you can, that when they talk to you, is it the tone of their voice or?
Josh, are you writing a paper on virgins or are you trying to get laid yourself, goddammit?
No, I'm just curious as to how you're able to do it all the time.
I don't know. I don't know. I just hear it.
We hear, all we do is sit here and listen to voices all night.
Right.
And we pick stuff up that we almost can't even explain.
So, Josh.
Okay. It's like watching the way somebody walks or the way they look at you. You can sense things about who the person is.
But here's the thing, and everyone should know this about this show, is when somebody calls, we don't think in advance,
right.
Was this person abused? Is this person a virgin?
Right.
We don't think about any of that in advance. We hear their voice.
We react.
And we react to it, right? Yeah. Josh?
Yeah?
How about losing the weight, though, buddy? I don't understand this.
That's the most important thing for your health, your emotional well-being, everything.
I know. I know about that.
Yeah, but you're kind of blowing it off. Every time you bring it up, I'm working on it. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, I'm kind of, yeah.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I just go to school and I work. I'm not too social, I guess. I don't know.
What are you doing to...
The Nerd Patrol or whatever you were calling it last night.
Calling all nerds, yeah.
The Nerd Alert.
What are you doing to lose the weight?
I have been going to the gym for an hour every day.
Okay.
Up at the college where I go. So.
Yeah, that's the start. Good. What are you doing to diet?
Are you dieting?
Not really.
All right, your weight's not coming off until you make a very serious effort. And you may require more help than just that, but you're going to have to put your mind to this.
Yeah, and listen, it's a tough row to hoe for husky guys to get laid. And by the way, once you pass 3 bills, you've also passed husky.
Yeah, and you're 100 pounds overweight defines obesity.
It does.
And that requires your health is in danger by this. It's really important that not only is the fact that you can't get a relationship, you isolate. There's more going on here.
Yeah. He plays video games. He goes to college. He's got a gig. He's got a few friends. What's he need the chicks for? Mike?
Yeah.
You're 25?
Yeah. Actually, my question is about ecstasy. I've read a lot of stuff on the internet about preloading and protection from certain of the damages done by ecstasy, antioxidants, vitamin C, use of 5-HT, stuff like that. I'm wondering.
There's absolutely no scientific evidence, really, that any of that works. There's none. It really has not been substantiated. Anything you're reading is spurious at best at this stage.
And this is because it's what they've done with humans, or
because it's a brain toxin. There are all kinds of toxins that mediate their damaging effects, possibly through free radicals and things like that. And so far, for instance, people want to take milk thistle to help the liver from alcoholic liver damage mediated through free radicals. Well, there's no evidence it does a damn thing. Milk thistle does probably clean up some free radicals, but there's no evidence it does anything in terms of preventing liver damage. Same thing is true of these things and the ecstasy brain damage.
Well, what about the argument, and I guess it's your argument, Drew, or it's not your argument, but the argument that if you sort of nullified the stuff, it wouldn't really work.
Well, that's a different thing. If you're doing things that prevent its effect, but this is not that. They're claiming they can somehow alter some of the mechanisms that mediate the damage to the brain, and there's just no evidence for that. It's like saying, I'm going to take this poison, and if I preload with some vitamin D and some vitamin A and some vitamin C and some antioxidants, right, the poison won't be so bad for me. Well, no.
Yeah. Drew, is it sort of true the more that we find out, everything just turns out to be sort of hereditary and luck of the cosmic wheel?
In terms of
spin?
What?
Just, you know, you drop some X, it turns you into a retard or has no effect. You're 21 years old, you're 310 pounds.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? I mean, to me, the weight thing sums it all up with life.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, the guy's 21, he's 310 pounds. I work with a guy who's, 28, so 130 pounds, and he forces himself to, like, drink milkshakes because he can't keep the weight on,
right,
you know?
Right.
Why do we want to punish one guy and praise the other? Mm. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And isn't it just the same with most all this stuff? I mean, sure, yeah, steady diet of booze and cigarettes and X is going to screw you up, but all things just sort of, quote-unquote, a normal life. And don't your genes just kind of sort everything out as opposed to when you're going to have your heart attack and what color your eyes are and how fat you're going to be and how tall your kids are going to be? And don't we spend a little too much time trying to change that with vitamin E oil and mm-hmm. a glass of red wine mm-hmm. a day? Oh, friend or foe.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've been hearing this goddamn glass of red wine a day argument going back and forth and back and forth like a badminton game
right.
for the last 20 years.
Right.
Does it just not seem to matter, really?
Really, probably.
And doesn't almost nothing really seem to matter? I mean, a little exercise, don't overdo it
exercise,
with anything.
Right.
That's about it.
You know, an aspirin a day may decrease the heart attack occurs when a clot forms in the vessel, so you push that probability equation away from a clot formation, so maybe you don't get your heart attack as early.
Right, but if you're a guy who has high cholesterol, then that's it.
No,
I mean, you're prone to it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And if you're a guy who doesn't have high cholesterol, you eat whatever you want.
That's it, too. But not, I mean, more or less.
Okay.
It's a big piece of it.
I'm just saying that the biggest secret in this society, as far as I can tell, is everything seems to be sort of genetic and sort of almost preordained. And we spend our time listening to cassettes and reading books and dieting and trying to do a whole bunch of stuff and never doing anything.
Mm.
All right?
Mm. You're right. Always.
I mean, look, here's what I want to say. You and I and producer Ann and everyone in this building always talking about, oh, I'm eating too much, or I got to start dieting, yeah. I start exercising. You are exactly the same size. Ann is exactly the same size. And I'm exactly the same size as we all were 8 years ago when I met everybody. So who are we kidding here? The next eight are going to be different? Oh, I guess we're going to talk about it, though. That's right. We got to talk about it.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break.
And we'll talk.
Drew, let's meet you and Ann talk about diet and exercise. And we'll meet back here in 8 years and see if we're exactly the same. Okay? After this. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Let me tell everyone about the clock real quick. Because here's what you all have to do. Took me many, many years
Shall
to figure
this
out. Yes, Drew, fix that clock.
47.
And listen to my sage-like words as you've correctly set the clock. Everyone's got their own technique with the clock. Some people like it 5 minutes behind. Other people set it, 12 minutes ahead. They try to fool themselves. Mm-hmm. It happens all the time. It's distracting, by the way. You should announce it when you go to someone's house or you get in their car. You know, there's people, most people I know like to put their clock between 4 and 12 minutes ahead.
Mm-hmm.
They feel it keeps them on time.
But they should have to declare that when you step in the car?
Screws me up. Yeah, I get in the car and I'm like,
Holy Christ! It's 9:48. The movie starts at 10. No. That's 14 minutes.
I mean, after all, it does say, you know, objects are closer than they appear. Yeah. There should be a, you know, clock set minutes ahead of standard time.
I do it in people's house all the time. I do it all the time. And people like it that way because they believe it fools them into getting places. But here's why it doesn't work. They know. If the clock fairy came in and magically set it forward 14 minutes while they were asleep, then maybe that day they'd be at work on time. But if you intentionally set it forward 10 minutes and you know you did it and you compensate for it, then how does that work? Right. Please. I mean,
who are you kidding?
Why don't you just change your scale?
Right.
Drop. Here's what you should do. Everyone should add 50 pounds to their scale. So when they get on, what? I'm no longer 190. I'm 240. I got a diet. But if you know it, then who are you kidding?
Right.
All right. Here's what everyone has to do with their clock. And the day you do this, the day you're on the road to self-actualization. Set your clock to exactly the time it is. Exactly. Call time up. And set it at the tone the time will be, straight up, boom, straight up.
Yep.
So every clock in the house is that way, and whenever you look at it, it is exactly, not a second one way or the other. That is the best way to go through life.
Actually, I realized what I do. I put the clock about 2 minutes ahead, so people don't really notice that it's not the real time.
Right.
So you can push people along 2 minutes.
Yeah, people have a range about three. Yeah, between two and not over
then,
five.
Then you can claim it's the real time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But even you end up screwing up because in your head it goes down as this clock is fast.
No, I know it's the right time.
That's what I'm saying.
I know it's 2 minutes fast, but I get everybody else to go along with this real time.
But it screws you up personally, Drew, because in your head it goes down as this clock is fast.
Yes.
When the reality is it's a minute and 43 seconds fast.
Then
what?
That's how many minutes I'm... You're right. Sometimes I do think, maybe it's 5 minutes past. Yeah.
You see, it's going down in your head as the clock is fast.
You're right.
That's why it doesn't help. That's why you set it to exactly whatever the time is, and that's it. It doesn't go... You look at it, and that's what it is. Oh, what did I tell you about this flight I had on the way out to New York?
What happened?
I got up late. Was I telling you about that?
No.
Oh, my God, did I get up late.
Whew.
I got up amazingly late.
Yeah.
I'll tell you.
All right. Joe, 23.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up?
I didn't think I'd get through. I'm kind of nervous.
Okay.
All right. I know that I'm gay.
You're gay.
Yeah.
Drew, he knows he's gay.
I'm just corroborating his...
Drew, he admitted he was gay.
You're gay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we get it.
Well, I'm not comfortable with myself. It's taken me a while to, you know... accept who I am.
You're gay.
Oh,
go ahead.
He's saying he's gay.
Yes, yes. Go ahead.
you guys are cracking me up. I just have, first of all, I'm a shy person, and I have a hard time meeting people and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, a lesbian.
What's that?
Drew, he's not lesbian. I'm sorry. Drew's going nuts on the mic, Joe.
Go ahead, Joe.
I have a hard time meeting people and stuff like that, and... Uh-huh. Well, first of all, I don't know what my problem is. It's just like I don't even like that much gay sex.
You have a small penis, you fag.
Drew.
That was me?
That was you.
You guys.
What do you mean
horrible.
That is you?
You guys are so horrible.
All right, listen, I don't understand. You want to know how to meet men? You want to?
He doesn't like gay sex, but he's gay.
You want to know how to be clearer, become more comfortable with yourself and your choice? Not your choices, your orientation.
Well, I guess I just. I need to, I don't know what I need to, I don't know, I need to like, I guess I need more exposure, but it's just like a lot of gay people really kind of turn me off too.
Yeah.
And like, you know.
They're pain in the ass.
Have you ever been with a male?
Oh yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
And that was an okay experience?
Yeah, it was great.
Okay.
You're gay. You said you weren't into the gay sex.
What was that?
You said you're not really into gay sex.
Well, for example, oral sex or anal sex, I don't do any of that stuff. I just really like a lot of body contact and making out and, you know, massaging and stuff like that with a guy.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, look, just get on the internet or I don't know. Where do the gays? Where do the gays meet?
Well, he hasn't asked us that question.
He wants to meet guys.
No, he wants to know how to be more comfortable in his own skin, it sounds like. Isn't that basically it, Joe?
What's that?
You want to know how to be more comfortable in your own skin, right?
Yeah, that. And it's just like, I don't know, how come I don't like oral sex? I don't. Is it because I'm not comfortable with myself? So
we don't know, and I don't think if you don't know, you can't give us any hints. We're not going to be able to figure it out. But if you're really interested in that, if you're unsettled by the way things are sort of going for you, go get some therapy. It sounds like though you really kind of person would probably be into monogamy.
What turned you gay, son?
What turned me gay? Mm-hmm. I don't think,
son. You can be honest with me.
I don't know if anything in particular turned me gay. I think I was just, you know, a lot of gay people are just born gay.
Yeah, a lot of guys are.
Fair amount. That's right. Okay, so no molestation or weirdness or over-domineering mom?
Well, yeah, my mom, I am a mama's boy. When I was a kid, like, you know, there was this other neighborhood kid that was kind of sexually abusive. But I don't know if it's had that much of an impact on me. I don't know if it's...
No, this must have been none. That's why Adam brought this up.
I'm just two for two.
Yeah.
All right, listen. All right, Joe, look, therapy, you're 23, you're a little confused. That's fine. Don't freak yourself out. Just give yourself time. Confused. Let the snow globe settle.
Yeah.
Just don't make a commitment either way. You don't have to blow any guys. You don't have to do anything.
He's into monogamy too.
Yeah, he sounds like a good guy. Yeah. Just relax yourself and you'll be fine.
There you go.
All right, we'll be back. Hey, yo. Love line. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew, phone number 1-800-LOVE-191.
So, you're going to tell me about the trip to New York, the late wake.
Yeah. This is great. I had a week ago, I was leaving to New York, and you know why we should move to New York? Remember I was talking the other night about everyone begging you to move to New York?
Yes, yes.
The time difference on your side.
Right.
On your side. You're always traveling against the clock.
Mm-hmm. When you're going across country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do the radio show, get home 12:30, go to bed at 1:32, and you got to make a 7 o'clock flight. That means you got to get up at 5:15. And then when you get to New York, by the time you fight traffic and get into Manhattan, it's time to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever you're going there for,
yeah.
Now it's time to do it.
Yeah.
It always drives me nuts. But I always tell the car, listen, don't ring my buzzer. Don't ring my gate buzzer because the drivers like to show up. If you tell them, if they think they're showing up at 5:15 to come get you to make a 7 o'clock flight,
they'll let you know they're there at 5.
Yeah, they might.
5 minutes to 5.
5 to 5, yeah. They start ringing on the buzzer. Yeah. They don't realize I'm asleep until 5:14.
Yeah.
So I always instruct the guy, do not ring the buzzer. And I've also instructed the guys that if and you ring the buzzer, I ain't coming out.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm threatening the drivers. But so the guy doesn't ring the buzzer. And my alarm goes off, and I'm like in such a crazed, I slap it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, this never happens with me. But I go to bed at 2. I take a sleeping pill. I go to bed at 2 o'clock. The thing goes off at like 5:15. It's pitch black outside, and my hand just flies across and whacks the thing,
right.
And I'm gone.
Right.
And I start hearing the buzzer.
Ooh.
And I think to myself, first thought was, I thought I told those sons of bitches not to ring my buzzer.
I'm not going out.
And then I look at the clock, and it's 6:02. And it's a 7 a.m. flight.
Ooh.
And it's not a 7:05 flight. It's 7. And it ain't Burbank. It's LAX, baby. And I'm a good 35, 40 minutes away, and it is 6:02, and I have an erection, and I'm in my underpants, and I'm about three-quarters packed, but I'm going to be gone for a week, and it's dark outside.
Oh, my God.
And I just pop up sweating. I yell out my bathroom window at the guy. I'll be right down. And now I got that crazy, crazy manic thing going on. Underpants.
It's so uncomfortable.
Oh, it's the worst. Like, you shave 5 years off your life. Disoriented. Taking, you know, making decisions. Now, here's the deal. You ain't getting everything into that bag at this point. You want it, but you don't want to forget your wallet. You don't want to forget a couple of couple of key items, right?
Right.
He starts sliding stuff off the counter, stuff into the bag, just shoving stuff down, grabbing stuff. What's it? Running around, sweating profusely about the forehead, neck, you know, grabbing stuff. Run out the car, jump in the car. It is 6:08 as I pile into the car. Not bad. I made it from asleep to in the guy's car in about 6 minutes.
And 25% more packed.
That's right. And I tell the guy, listen, no effing around. You got to hit it. Made the 7 o'clock flight. Made it.
Did you jump ahead of the line? What airline? Ticket counter.
Made the flight.
Wow. Not the counter, really, the ground crew at the gate.
Well, you know what I did is I was going to hit the first class check-in, but there was 19 people in line. So I just went straight through security because I had my itinerary and the e-ticket. Went right on through, made it to the gate, and I was like, yeah, all right, come on board. Did anyone know it's funny? I get to the room in New York. I unpack my bag. And right at the top of the bag, first thing I pull out is a white pair of underpants with a huge skid mark on the bottom. I packed my crap underpants. Packed like a novelty, filthy white pair of underpants right at the top of the bag.
Was that just when you woke up and saw the time was you crapped your pants, or was that?
That was me just grabbing for stuff as I was running down the stairs and stuffing it into my bag, thinking I'm going to need this. Hey, listen, if I'd had a cat or a small dog, it would have been suffocated in that bag. Like, I'm lucky I didn't find, like, a toaster oven in there. I was just randomly grabbing stuff, like candles and CDs and just a dirty underpants, one tennis shoe, a slipper, graduation cap and gown. I'm just stuffing stuff into my bag as I ran down the stairs.
A good plane?
767.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
So you could sleep.
Yeah. Owen?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, my question is about an over-the-counter allergy medicine called Codeine. Doctor, I don't know if you've heard of this, but
You mean Coricidin?
Could be Coricidin, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of my friends have been, they started about a month ago, or maybe a month and a half ago, and if you take a bunch of it, you have like a minor overdose, and it's just supposedly like being really drunk. I mean, I've never tried it, but
I don't know what they're using, but there are various cold preparations out there that can intoxicate you or give you even hallucinogenic experiences or deliriums. Not good things.
Well, that's my question. Is basically the situation that I'm in is my friend's. It's two brothers, and their parents are a little overprotective, even a little crazy. So, and they got in trouble for it once, and. They were on complete lockdown for like 2 weeks, and then they've slowly been let out of the house again. And the only I know that one of my friends has tried it, has done it again once since then. Even though I mean he said he was going to stop doing it, all that stuff. I know he tried it once again. I assume from that he's tried it more than that. I mean,
what's your question?
My question is it worth it to tell? Should I tell his parents? Should I talk to him about it? Should I do nothing? Because, I mean, I don't want him to damage his brain, but at the same time, if I were to just tell his parents about it, I mean, they might hurt him.
Talk to your friend about it. If it's Coricidin, I believe there's a stimulant in there that has sort of ephedra-like effects, and you can get strokes and heart rhythm disturbances and things from those.
What do you mean they might hurt him?
Well, his dad's a cop, and his dad's, he's on the SWAT team, and he's a really intense guy. And, I mean, he's threatened them that if he ever started again, you know, just, he's made some threats and stuff. So I just don't want to do something that's going to really hurt their family or cause their dad to hurt one of my friends.
Well, why are you involved in even at all with this?
I'm really worried about my friends. These guys are like brothers to me almost.
Can you tell someone at school to get some help for you to help with this?
Well, they still go to high school. I used to go to high school with them, but I've graduated. And now I'm in college, but I'm home for the summer, and I'm getting all this. I was getting it first over the phone, and now I've been home, and we've been hanging out again, and I saw my friend doing it again. I thought it was over and done with, and we could just move.
All right, well, I kind of like Owen, but there's a part of me that worries that he's a little too involved.
Oh yeah,
little into the drama side of this whole thing.
Oh yeah. Look, your friends, addicts do this kind of thing. Addicts keep going back and insisting on using things that are damaging, dangerous, and whatnot. And this is not the only thing they're going to use. They're going to use things that are more addictive and more arousing as time goes along here. If you want to help them with that, get them a meeting.
All right.
That's about all you can do. You yourself can go to a codependency
talk
meeting.
Talk to them about it. Tell them Drew said it was screwing them up. Then go to a meeting. He can go to a codependency meeting for his friend.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he needs it, right?
Al-a-friend?
No, Al-anon.
Jesus Christ, for your friends? You know, I'd still be in those meetings right now if I went to those meetings for my screwed up friends.
I think how much better you'd be.
If I'd went to those meetings?
You wouldn't have been crapped on and peed on. And,
well, I dished out a little fecal punishment myself, Drew. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I always, didn't always have the bullseye on me. You know what I'm saying, buddy? Yeah. Yeah, I'll trade you. You pee on me, I pee on you. That's the way I work. That's the way the Corollas work. It's the code of the Corollas.
Cynthia.
Yeah?
13.
Yeah. Well, I just have a question. I'm an eighth grader. I'm going to be a freshman. But the thing is, I'm not getting my high school, my junior high diploma. And I want to know if it's, going to affect me during, those years in high school. Like, if I want to go to college, do I need my junior high diploma?
Do they have a junior high diploma?
Well, I'm not getting my junior high diploma.
How do you get into high school without graduating?
Well, hold on a second. First, I want to know if they have one.
No, I've never heard of such a thing.
Because if that's the case, I didn't get one, and neither did Drew.
Didn't affect me. Adam had a pretty tough time because of it.
I didn't get my high school diploma. I mean, physically, no one asked to see it though, so it's fine. Daya, how do you get into high school if you don't graduate junior high?
They just asked, your parents if they want to pass you, and that's what they did to my mom. They asked her if I, she'll pass me, and she said, yeah. Well, the thing is, I thought you couldn't go to a college without your junior high diploma.
No.
You think Cynthia's on the fast track to college?
Yeah. Cynthia, what are you worried about college for? That's not for you, baby.
Well, the thing is, because, I have a bad record already.
Yeah.
With what?
Well, I didn't get my diploma because I got drunk a couple of weeks ago, and, I was scared about that.
Listen, you got a lot of pressure in the eighth grade. You want to unwind, crank a few beers, and the man comes down on you?
Is your family intact? Your parents, are they still together?
No, I live with my mom.
And what's going on in that home with your mom?
Oh, it's problems. My mom thinks I'm not a virgin. And, she thinks I'm, around with guys and stuff like that.
Is your mom drinking?
No.
Doing drugs?
No.
Are you running around with guys?
No.
You no good hooligan!
You're a virgin?
Yeah.
All right, Cynthia. Let me do some talking at you for just one second, all right, sweet pea?
Okay.
As you know, I'm a genius.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can't listen to anything Drew says because he's the man. He's a white guy. Okay, first off, he's white, okay? He's got blue eyes, and he went to a private school. Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but not me. Not Big A. I got brown eyes. You know what I'm saying, sister?
Yeah.
And I know what it's like out on the street.
Huh?
Now, you ain't college material. That's fine. You might not even be junior college material. Although, I've not met that person yet, but you may be the first person I met who might not cut it in junior college. And there are people look at that as a put-down, but that's not a put-down. That's being realistic. That's not your thing.
School.
Yeah, you're not a good student.
What you wish someone had said to you, right?
I wish someone had pulled me aside and said, who are you kidding? Are you high? You failed driver's ed. You're a ceramics major. You're not going to college.
You told me last night that you didn't really fail driver's ed. You got screwed by the man.
I got screwed by the man, but I technically failed driver's ed. I failed biology. I never took algebra. I was a ceramics major. I was a horrible student. Someone should have put a set of tool bags on me when I was 15 and taught me a goddamn trade so I wouldn't have to clean carpets when I got out of high school for $6 an hour.
Also, you didn't have your self-esteem beaten down.
Yeah, do you know what it's like to just fail at something your whole life? Just be miserable? I mean, you just suck at everything? I thought I was stupid. Of course you think you're stupid. You get a D, an F. What do other kids say? You don't think you're stupid? See who's sitting behind you when it comes to take a test, looking over your shoulder. Are you kidding? You're stupid. Cynthia?
Uh-huh.
You got to find out what you like to do. What do you like to do besides drink beer and defy your mother?
I like to play sports, basketball.
All right, there you go. You're going to be a professional basketball player.
Yeah, wish I could.
Okay, no, here's what you got to do. Do you like, let me say something. You like working on hair, nails, you know, that kind of stuff?
She can start with the basketball passion, maybe. You know, maybe she'll find something.
Yeah, but that's school related. Yeah. Cosmetology, that's your thing, baby.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Pushing out blackheads, pushing back cuticles, doing a lot of pushing.
Pushing up, pushing out.
Pushing up, pushing out. Oh, look, here's what you got to do. You cannot get pregnant.
Very important.
You cannot have unprotected sex.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand me?
Yeah.
You cannot do that. You're going to be vulnerable for this. There's a lot of guys that are looking. You're calling from Bakersfield, right?
Oh, yeah.
So should you get out of there?
Places, yes. Bakersfield is nothing but pedophiles and the criminally insane. It says it on the sign when you enter.
Welcome pedophiles and criminally insane.
Welcome pedophiles and the criminally insane. So be careful with the fellas over there. Do not get yourself pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Stay in school for now. Go off to high school. Do your best, but start thinking about a trade. Maybe working on some computers. Maybe learning a trade. You know,
you
understand
like
what I'm saying?
You enjoy.
Yeah.
There. And then you're going to make money. That's what you got to do. Forget about college.
Okay.
All right. Meanwhile, go off. Don't worry about your grades from junior high. That's not going to bother anybody.
Okay.
And you start looking into getting into these schools that take a year or two and get you a degree in something like computers or something.
And I
like
think
that.
It's worth saying that people don't make enough of the fact that one's emotional condition can affect cognitive development, intellectual development. That if you're depressed, if you are you're having incredibly stressful experiences at home, it affects your ability to perform at school.
Oh, yeah.
Parts of you are tied up. I mean, your whole neurologic, your brain energy is devoted to something else, surviving, basically.
But the part that really makes you bad at school is being stupid, like I was.
Yeah, but the point being is that if she gets some of that emotional stuff taken care of, some people start doing well.
She'd move up to a D.
Yeah.
Oh, look, I don't want to put too fine a point on this, but we really, to treat everybody, especially in public schools, to basically say, look, we're going to treat you all as if you're going to college, but really only 30% of you are going to college, is doing an injustice to the other 70% who really then have nothing to do. I mean, it was big encouragement, you know, oh, stay in school, no, finish high school, no, get that diploma. Half my friends got their diploma and the other half didn't. You know the difference after high school graduation was? Is the ones that didn't get their diploma had a job.
Hmm.
And then the ones that did get their diploma had to start looking for a job.
Hmm.
And what's a high school diploma get you job-wise? I mean, it gets you nothing.
Yeah.
And we just started cleaning carpets and everyone got into construction, didn't do anything. Somebody really should have just pulled us aside and said, look, you ain't college material, son. And even if you were, please, your goofball family, they ain't paying for anything. You're not going to college. You be a plumber, be an electrician. You get into a trade. You be an apprentice by the time you graduate at 18 years. You have like 2 years under your belt, let's say, maybe 3 years. Mm-hmm. And you get in the union. You're an apprentice. You start off at $13.75 an hour with some dental benefits instead of, cleaning carpets or digging ditches for $6 an hour for some a-holes. Why don't we do that? Why don't we just admit that? I blame you, Drew. Trying to get everyone into college. And what the hell good does it do if everyone has a college degree? Doesn't that become meaningless at a certain point?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everyone has one. Now what? Okay. Is that clock right? I'm hungry. We need to take a break. Mike?
Yeah.
You're 24?
Yes, sir.
What's up?
Well, I had a vasectomy go bad. They didn't tie off a vein, I'm guessing, and I bled down to about the size of a volleyball, and
wow.
they had to go back and remove 500 cc's of blood clot.
Wow.
And now I have
500 cc's, sure.
I have absolutely no sensation in my scrotum at all.
No sensation anywhere, either side of the scrotum.
Right. And it was just my left side that... that had ballooned up.
Does the penis work normally?
Yeah, now.
Right now?
Yeah.
Not this second.
Not right at this second.
See.
I could, though.
So what about it?
Well, you've had some nerve damage to the cutaneous nerve, something that supplies the sensation to the skin, and it must have been stretched or damaged in some way. Maybe it come back. How long ago did this happen?
About 3 weeks ago.
Oh, I bet you'll come back.
Okay.
It'll take quite some time, but it will come back.
The cutaneous cuticle skin. Skin?
Come breaking out to the skin, coming to the surface.
Surface. What's cuticle mean then?
Come in dictionary.
No.
Come on.
No.
Come on.
Drew the dictionary. Let's take a break, Drew. You look up cuticle.
I'm ready.
I mean, I know what it is, but I'm just kind of curious what the origins of that is. All right? Take a break. You look that up.
All right.
We'll get the answer to cuticle when we come back.
Got it right here.
Drew, you're too fast. After that. Hey, yo. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Coming to you all night, every night. Super Friday, Saturday. 2 hours, babe, out there. Today it's 2 hours. We like to say it's 2 hours. Feels like 90 minutes. Maybe 95 to 100 minutes. But it definitely don't feel like 2 hours. Right, Drew?
Feels like 60 minutes. No.
Said less than that, yeah. What's up there, Drew?
Cutaneous, of or pertaining to the skin.
So, cuticle.
From the word cutis, cuticle, on the other hand.
Cuticle. Mm-hmm. You guys know what a cuticle is?
Yeah,
that, not you, our goofball listeners.
It's an external investment secreted usually by epidermis cells, the outermost layer of animal integument.
Let me just straighten our listeners out for a second. And that didn't make sense, what you just said, did it, Drew?
I'm just reading it.
Your cuticle, for our young dude listeners, is the little, like, clear skin that's right at the edge of your fingernail, right where your fingernail meets your finger. Chicks push it around a lot. They even have cuticle sticks. You know that, Drew?
Mm-hmm.
And women, they push their cuticles back because they think that's going to make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're at a club and you got your choice between the chick with the fat ass and the ones with the cuticle push. Who do you go with, Drew? Quick.
Of course, cuticle.
You broads spend billions of dollars on your nails each year, and us guys, we don't even know. They don't even know what it is. I don't even look down. We don't get past the boobs. We just don't. You're painting them, you're airbrushing them, you got the French-style manicure, you got the Pegasus painted, airbrushed on you, crazy black chicks with the rhinestones and 3 inches long and everything. Us guys, we don't even know what it is. Start painting on your toes, we don't even know. We don't even care. So, like, look, I don't want to see any, like, dried fecal matter underneath the nail, but other than that, I don't care. As a matter of fact, wouldn't you say that most guys like a clear nail polish on a shortish nail rather than a long nail?
Definitely not a super long.
Right.
But yeah, and not non-novelty appearing.
Well, we don't want to even notice them.
Yeah. You realize that we actually teased cuticle talk and came back and talked about cuticles?
That's right.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah. We're into this. Brian, 17. Brian, sleeping. Oh, Brian is definitely sleeping.
Anderson. Never has Anderson's point been made so clearly. What are you talking about? The kids love cuticle talk. I was thinking of making the second hour medical dictionary hour.
This isn't a medical dictionary. It's a Webster's.
Yeah, but just in general, we take medical terms or terms that have to do with the body, and Drew looks them up and defines them over the air.
Well, let's listen to our caller's reaction. Nice.
Yeah, but it's not the novelty snore we crave.
17-year-olds don't get that. They just get the heavy breathing thing. It makes me want to go to sleep. It's like I listen to a child breathing.
I think it's the show that makes you want to go to sleep.
You know, is that too? Yeah.
I think it's a cuticle talk.
Yeah, it's a cuticle talk, Drew. Whose idea was that, Brian?
No, Brian's asleep. Brian's a goner.
All right, but keep him there because I want to check back with him and see if he's still asleep.
All
right. I'm going to take some bets on whether he's asleep in like 10 minutes.
I think it's more probable than even now.
Yeah, me too. So what's the over under 7:30 tomorrow morning?
Yeah.
We got another Brian.
Yeah, we got to move to
another
Brian.
See, that's what I say about this show. There's always another Brian.
Hello.
Brian, hello. You're 15.
Hey, what's up, dude?
Hey, Brada.
Got to give you guys kudos for putting up with all the assholes that call.
Thank you.
No one else would put up with that.
Ooh,
oh, jeez.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
All right. You know my speech about saying the S or F word on the air. Monica?
Yes?
You're 14?
I am.
What's up, sweet pea?
It's like me and my parents, we always fight and everything, and I get real frustrated at them, and I don't know why, because I love them to death, but it's just gotten to the point I don't even want to be around them or talk to them or see them or anything
your,
like that.
Your mom and dad were talking about it.
No, it's my grandma and my dad. My mom died when I was 11.
Ooh, what happened?
She had brain cancer.
Oh, my God.
Perfectly normal, perfectly healthy.
Is that something you've really dealt with? I mean, have you grieved that? Have you?
Well, a lot of people ask me about it, and at first it was really hard for me to talk about it. But now it's kind of like, I don't know. It doesn't bother me as much, but, you know, it still hurts my feelings. Like, people are like, you know, stupid kids in middle school, they like that joke, that your mama joke or whatever. And it's, I don't know, that still kind of gets under my skin, but it doesn't bother me as much anymore.
What your mama joke are you talking about?
I'm like, well, you'll just say something like...
Oh, yeah, and they go, your mama.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's got to be tough.
Yeah, well, it's getting better.
Well, listen, Monica, I really, is there a 14-year-old teenage girl alive out there that doesn't get into it with her daddy?
Is her dad?
You know what I mean?
Is your dad dating someone?
No, he's not.
Is something about your mom's departure bugging you still?
I guess it kind of is. Like, me and my dad were talking about it earlier. We were in an argument earlier. And He was asking me why I was mad at him, and I told him I didn't know, and he started talking about my mom.
Yeah.
And sometimes my grandma, she's really annoying. And I think my sister, I feel sorry for her because she's only 10. And on Mother's Day, I cried because she come home bawling her eyes out. She was like, oh, her teacher wanted her to make a Mother's Day thing for her mom.
Oh, yeah.
And she had to do it for her grandma.
So. Yeah. Man, that's got to suck. You just got to get hit over the head with it everywhere with the mom stuff.
Yeah, this has got to be something related to that. I don't know why you are angry with your dad or your grandma for them having survived, or even some guilt that you had survived. I don't know, but it definitely has something to do with that.
Well,
and naturally enough,
the family's been disrupted. This is a huge tragedy.
Tough time of life for her.
And 14-year-old, and Drew, get ready for this, baby. 14-year-old girls are just, and don't take this the wrong way, Monica, but huge pains in the ass. I mean, they're never happy. They're always, they're a mess. They're like they're on some sort of hormonal tear or something.
Yeah.
It's as if, you know, chicks are on their period. That's how they are from like 14 to 17, just every day. It's like they hate everyone. They're embarrassed by everyone. Everything's like goofy and bad. And they, get out of here. What do you want? I mean, my sister is the biggest pain in the ass. They hang around with other chicks that are just like them. They get into it with everyone, and they just hate. Like my sister just hated my stepdad, for instance. You know. My stepdad is like a vegetable, right? I mean, this guy, it's like hanging out with him would be like hanging out with a can of paint, you know? He's just there. He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
He doesn't talk.
Right.
Doesn't say anything.
What's there to hate?
That's what I was like. It's like, what do you hate the guy? He doesn't even do anything.
Right.
He doesn't even talk. He just sits there, pays the bills, you know? Pays the bills, goes to work, comes back, doesn't talk, and then goes back to work. I think he might talk at work. I'm not sure. I think maybe if they ask him a question. But it's like, you're mad at this guy? He sits around. And he does, like, she wasn't even living with him. It's not like he's ignoring her. And he just sits there. It's like, how do you muster hate for this guy? He's not doing anything. No. Oh, no. And my stepmom, same thing. Although maybe she had a point there. My stepmom wasn't doing anything at the time, didn't like her. You don't like anyone. You just look around. Like everyone falls in your crosshairs. You just hate them. You hate your dad. You hate your dad. Everyone's this and that.
Whereas, like, 17-year-old guys, 16, 14-year-old guys, they're just trying to get porn and beer. They don't even, they're like, huh? Who? You know, like, yeah. Hey, what about your stepdad? Who?
Yeah.
Which one's he?
They're blunted.
Oh, can he score you some beer? Or has he got any porn? Oh, he does? Which dude? Is that the dude? I wonder if he'll let me borrow his car. I mean, that's it. That's all you want to do. He's like, can I borrow the guy's car? Is he going to drive me somewhere? Can he score me some beer? That's it.
And still, it's wild.
No, but the chick's like, oh, you can't stand him.
But clearly, in this, in the case of Monica,
no, well, thing, she's got something
going
on.
Yeah, she's got some stuff going on. I'm
just saying, be prepared when your daughter hits 14. She's going to hate you. You'll embarrass her. Everything's going to be embarrassing. Like, Dad, why'd you have to show up? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
she's going to want you around.
Oh, yeah.
She's going to be mad at you for, you know,
nothing.
Her friends are going to come over. Dad, you're wearing those dorky slippers around it. Everything. But let me tell you something. Don't back down. Brian?
See, I told you. More deeper sleep. We're getting into some REM action here.
All right, really?
See, the depth of the depth and the slow respirations.
Brian is 17.
Deeper sleep.
You know what Brian's dreaming about? How his stepdad can score him some beer or get him some porn or lend him the car. It's a never-ending cycle of where can I get beer and chips.
What's interesting is Brian's question was he's not gone through puberty. And listen to his snoring. Didn't I say it sounded like a little kid, like a child?
Yeah.
It doesn't have that coarse.
No, it does not have that manly snore.
It sounds like my kid's snoring, sleeping.
Picked up the pace a little because maybe in his dream he found the guy to buy him the beer or get him the porn.
The porn.
Okay. Let's put Brian back on hold. We'll keep checking back with him. Amber?
Yeah?
You're 18?
Uh-huh.
What's up?
About five days ago, I got this really big lump on my right vagina lip.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't really know what it was or where it had came from. I thought that because the day before I didn't wear any underwear.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought maybe I got irritated or...
It's just a bump inside the lip?
Yeah.
It's a cyst. And is it hard or tender?
Well, see, it went away.
I know. Is it hard or... It's not strange. Is it hard or... Is it hurt or tender?
It doesn't hurt at all.
It went away.
Yeah.
All right. But it didn't hurt when it was there.
No, it kind of, there was some heat, but it didn't itch.
Yeah, these cysts will come and go. Sometimes they can get infected, and you need to take hot baths, and sometimes you need to go on antibiotics for them, but they're very common.
Oh, okay, so I shouldn't, like...
It's not the last one you're going to get.
Okay.
All right, baby. All right.
Thank you.
You take care of yourself, right? Hey, and good times, all right?
Okay, bye.
What'd she say?
Bye.
There's just something before that. Mike?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Uh-huh.
You're scared of spiders?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just thinking about that today as I left the house. I, the weather gets hot. Weather's getting hot.
You walk into spider webs when you leave your house now.
Oh, yeah.
Weather gets hot and everything's alive.
Yeah. Spiders, though, they're cruising.
Yeah. This is spider season.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the time. I was going to bed last night. There's a big spider on my ceiling. I had to get him.
Yeah.
I was leaving the house tonight, running late as usual, and there was one of those silver fish on the walls. Like it gets hot, and my house turns. I'm all of a sudden I'm in the rainforest or something. I don't like that. I look out the window. I see a rat scurry by.
Ooh,
yeah. Look, it's hot and everything comes out.
Mm-hmm.
There's roaches walking around the sidewalk. There's spiders in your house. What is that?
I don't know, but the spiders sure come out.
I wish they'd go away. Make them go away, Mike.
I'll try.
All right, so why are you freaked out about spiders?
I don't know.
You've always been gay?
Yeah, right.
No, you just always, you ever been bit by one? You had any trouble with one?
I don't know. I've been bit by them in the past. Nothing like... awful, but I don't know, just the thought of them like around and like in my bed.
Now the screen says that you're going to Southeast Asia.
Yeah, the rainforest.
What are you doing there?
Kind of just trekking and like traveling
by yourself.
No, it's with a student group.
You're 16.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, I went to the Lowry Seasoning Plant in Burbank when I was 16 for a field trip. You're going to Southeast Asia?
Yeah.
I've had an assful of this kid. He's mocking me. What is this? You're 16, you're going to Asia? I went to the seasoning plant in Glendale. Got a sampler pack of taco seasoning to take home with me. What kind of life is this? What kind of school are you going to?
I go to public school.
Is this through the school or is it through a church?
No, it's through a private organization.
Kids who do way too much before they're 20, is that what it's called?
Your parents teach at Stanford?
No.
No?
No.
Your parents have money?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're going through the rainforest and you're gonna be camping or
Yeah.
So you're worried about this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why don't you voice your concern
to the camp people?
Yeah, voice your concern to whoever the pedophile scout leader is or whoever it is, and say to them, you know, what kind of precautions are gonna have? Because I'm sure they're gonna have the nets and the bags and the this and the that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But as far as sort of getting over it, this trip is going to get you over it.
Hopefully, yeah.
This is what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what you can do before you get there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Drew, what about
deconditioning or something?
Hypnotherapy for something like this?
Yeah.
Maybe it works. I mean, if you're totally freaked out by it, maybe you should.
It makes sense that what I have found in people that have phobias, if they have some experience without evoking the fear,
right,
they sort of conquer the fear. Like flying, that kind of thing. And so if he can be around spider and not have the fear manifest. In fact, sometimes just taking a medication that blocks the physiologic response of the fear, called a beta blocker,
right,
keeps your heart rate from being accelerated and that kind of thing. It tends to give people a mastery experience that helps them get over this stuff.
They're looking to any one of these options.
Yep.
We got to take a break.
Yep. Brian, where he is? Going a little fast there.
He's like a squirrel.
Whistling. A little whistle at the end of that inspiration. You hear it?
What do you think's going through young Brian's mind right now? What do you think he is? A pirate ship with a bunch of his sister's friends?
No.
Where is he?
He hasn't had puberty yet, remember?
Ooh.
Yeah.
You hear that little stutter step?
He could be at Disneyland.
So you don't? Yeah, he's not dreaming about his stepdad scoring him beer.
No, he's 17. Just because he didn't go through puberty doesn't mean he's not.
Where do you think the phone is positioned that we can hear him snoring clearly?
I think he's lying on his side with the ear thing pressed against his ear.
Yeah, but if the ear thing is pressed against his ear, then he can hear us,
yeah,
right?
But he's asleep.
Yeah, but. If I was asleep.
Oh, you have that crazy ass way of sleeping. The rest humans, when they sleep, you're dead to the world.
You are, really?
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that are listening that if they were asleep. Well, look, how do you wake up when someone walks in the room and says, wake up, or says your name?
Most people don't. They
really?
Have to shake you. They have to really get you.
They push you?
They have to come and really. Some people have to take my fist and drive it into their chest to get them to wake up. Seriously.
Well, why don't you just hit them with a folding chair? Just take your fist and put it in their sternum?
Yeah, we have to do that.
Beat them about the chest? Oh, hold on.
Brian?
He fell over. Brian?
He rolled over. He was showing you that he was positioned the way I told you he was. He's no longer listening.
All right, let's see if we can still hear him snore, God willing.
Oh, the phone's off the bed.
Well, I think I hear something. You know, it'd be great. It'd be great if we heard an intruder break into the house and kill him.
Great.
Well, medium. I mean, good radio. All right, let's take a break. We'll leave Brian. Let's still leave Brian. Don't hang up on him. Maybe he'll roll over and we'll hear him again. I'm not sure what percentage of radio shows listens to their caller snore with a fair regularity.
We're secure.
Yeah. Well, like I said, it's a 2-hour show that feels like 95 minutes. That's although it felt longer to young Brian. And we'll take a little break. We'll be right back. Sorry, meet Chip. Hey, everybody, it's the Love Line. Yeah. Let's rock, Drew. You ready to rock?
Oh, yeah.
Let's rock. All right.
Well, let's see if Brian's rocking.
All right.
Brian?
Brian? No, I don't hear it. The phone just fell off. Still on the air, though. All right. Should we get rid of Brian now?
Yeah.
I'm not hearing him snore anymore.
Yeah, it's no fun anymore.
Listen, everybody. If you're going to phone in the show and not snore, and just lie there asleep, don't bother phoning in. There's no entertainment value at all for us. I like your good novelty snoring. Melissa?
Yeah?
Good fat guy snoring. You know what's funny? My other partner, Jimmy, snores and denies it. These are the people I like.
He does not.
Yeah, I'm like, Jimmy, yeah, you snore. I don't want to stay in the same hotel room as you. You snore. No, I don't.
Oh, my
it's
God.
Like, hey, what do you mean you don't? I've stayed in a room with you 8 times. You snore. No, I don't. It's, well, come on. Get serious. It's like, what am I doing? Making this? Why am I making it up?
What is that?
Nah, don't snore. It's like he'll deny he just snores. He's not a horrible snore, but
he'll
snore. And the gas. The gas is enough. Melissa?
Yeah.
All right, what's up there, sweet pea?
I'm 18, and my boyfriend and I have been together 3.5 years, and we've had sex recently a couple of times. And he always pulls out, but I heard that it's still possible to get pregnant even if he pulls out. And I was wondering if this is true.
Absolutely true.
It is?
Absolutely.
Of course.
The stuff that comes out of the tip before he ejaculates that is concentrated in sperm. So, you're going to get pregnant if you don't watch it. You got to get on some birth control.
Yeah. I know that. I live on my own, though, so I have no insurance, and I didn't know how to get any.
Planned Parenthood. 1-800-230-PLAN. They'll refer you, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Right, take care of yourself. Why are you living on your own?
It's a long story that I don't think you guys have time for.
Can you give it in a sentence?
It's my senior year in high school, and my parents recently transferred to another state, and I didn't want to go.
All right.
So I turned 18, and I said no.
Wow.
Are they helping support you?
They are as they can, but I mean, money's tight, so I'm basically self-supportive.
Yeah. Do you work?
I do. I work full time.
And
means that in school.
And you work full time and go to school?
Uh huh.
How does that work? How do you work full time?
I get out of school at noon.
And you work till late 9 o'clock at night or something?
Yeah, and then I get up and start that and over again.
Where do you start? You're saying you do it the next day too?
Yeah.
Let me write this down.
How about the studying part?
Well, senior year is kind of a joke.
Yeah.
We don't really have schoolwork. It's more of just hanging out and having fun.
All right. Okay. What kind of place do you work at? Waitress?
Daycare. And then I have a second job, waitressing.
Right, so I got Feral. That part right. All right. All right, baby. You're working hard. God bless you. Don't get pregnant.
I won't.
All right.
That'd kill me.
Right. Take care of yourself. Take care of yourself, baby.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oof. See, Drew, you're always worried about paying for college and all that kind of thing. You can just dump your kids. My parents just dump their kids. It's like nothing. Mm-hmm. They get by.
Mm-mm.
You know, people are like, they're like dogs. There's Zsa Zsa Gabor's dog that has to fly first class with her. And then there's dogs that just sort of live in alleys and stuff. They'll do it. They'll make it. They'll be fine. They can.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You think Zsa Zsa Gabor's dog likes her any more than the guy, the hobo dog?
No.
Don't you always feel bad for the hobo dog? See the guy's pushing a cart and he's got the hobo and you're like, ah, poor dog. I think to myself, well, what about the guy?
That's why they have the dog. They want that. They knew they can't get any sympathy for themselves. But
really?
The animal, oh, yeah, now you're paying me a dollar. Right. Feed the dog, okay?
Oh, that's true. Daisy?
Yes.
You're 20?
Yep.
Can you turn down whatever's up in the background, please?
Okay.
All righty.
I'm going to go to a different room.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, what's up?
Well, I have a question. We have these sex shops in Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that sell vibrators and porn.
Wait a minute, so
like
in
that?
Oklahoma they have these
sex shops? I guess they've probably not made it out to the West Coast yet.
I'm outraged.
I could see it, though. They'll be opening here soon, probably.
No, never.
No, that's the way it goes. No. Starts in Oklahoma, works its way out to California.
Yeah. All right, so?
Well, they have this cream. There's two different stores in Oklahoma, and one has a cream called Tight Again, and the other one has a cream called Miso Tight.
Right. That's a soup, isn't it?
Huh?
Miso tight.
Yeah.
It's not a soup.
Oh, okay.
But the cream is supposed to make you, you're supposed to put it, like, down there.
Mm-hmm. Tighten you up, right?
Yeah, it's supposed to tighten you up.
Yep. You use that in conjunction with the dong hardening catalyst, and you got an evening.
Right. Well, first of all, it's BS. Secondly, why are you worried about this?
Well, I was wanting to know if it really worked.
It doesn't work. Why are you worried about this?
Because, well, I have never tried it before, and my friend said it worked, but I'm also...
Why would you even want to begin...
Because her friend. No. Why, Daisy?
I don't know.
All right, it's not going to... Are you having sex with a guy?
Yes.
Okay, he's happy.
Uh-huh.
Just don't worry about it. He's fine.
But, cream, if I do decide to use it, cream, like,
no.
Cause a rash or...
Possibly.
Yes.
But why would you want to use it?
I don't know, because it's one of those things in a sex shop, and, when I,
what?
Sex life.
Oh, my gosh, she can't.
Are you high?
No.
What? Is this a... You go to junior college?
No.
No. You don't go to any college, right?
Mm-mm.
Too, even too dumb for junior college.
No, I'm a certified nurse aide.
Uh-oh, crazy. What happened, baby? All nurses are crazy. Why is that, Drew? All right. Hey, Daisy?
Uh-huh.
This stuff does not work. You have to be high to think it does.
And
I don't know why you want to fix something that ain't broken anyway.
Yeah, no guy is not going to make a difference to any guy on Earth.
Listen, do you really want someone, a nurse, shopping for this stuff?
Oh, my God.
She's liable to inject you with, liquid mercury or something. Let's take a break. We'll be back. All right. That's it, everybody. Thanks a heap for tuning in tonight, especially young Brian, who fell asleep. Yeah. And not only fell asleep, but he fell over.
Hey, your buddy Tim Stack.
Tim Stack is coming in here tonight, tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Technically tonight, actually.
Oh, yeah.
He is from Son of the Beach, that funny Howard Stern show that I'm going to be on in a couple episodes, and he'll plug that. And they got a big episode coming up, big hour-long one, and got a main part in it, so it'll be kind of fun. He's a real funny guy, so it'll be good to see him tomorrow night. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. What turned you gay, son?
I don't think...
Son, you can be honest with me.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.